So, the last time we met, we had a pre-Pesach shiur, as I recall. And the one before that was still Shavuos Eidos. I think we were in the middle of doing Kfiras Dvarim, right? On Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. That makes sense? You heard it?
I just listened to
you. Okay, good. Did we do the Raj Bazanos?
The Raj, I didn't see it inside.
What?
I didn't see it inside.
Yeah, so no one saw it inside because I know all that. So I'm just going to go back just to discuss that part of it quickly, and then we'll talk about a little bit about Nogeh B'Davar 2, which comes up in the next Tosfos. So the Gemara here on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Just 1 second.
Where did
you
get that
far? What? Lamed Beis Amud
Beis?
To Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, no? So, I just want to get in. There was one other issue I wanted to discuss. I wanted to go moving back just for a second. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis that Hayu Shtei Kitei Eidim Kafra B'Harishona V'Akach Kafra Shnia. That's what we were discussing.
Yes,
I just want to get some of the Lashonos in because we didn't. I think we didn't have Marva Komos last time. So just very quickly, what I was trying to explain last time will hopefully be clearer with the language. That Hayushteki Te'edim Kafra Rishon Vakka Kafra Shnia. So the Mishnah says that if you have two Kite'edim, both of whom are potential witnesses who will affect the case. And both are demanded, both are asked, to testify in court. So the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph, Daf earlier, on Lamed Aleph from Beis, says, how you shtik kite edim, if there were two kite edim, kafra rishon v'akka kafra shnia, shteyam chayavo, she'idu sechalu l'skayim b'shnei. That if that happens, then both kite edim that lie about their knowledge will be chay of a korban shvuas eidos, since either one could have saved the day. That's right? So the point is that since either kat, that's simple reading of Gemara, either kat would have been effective in resolving this case, right, to the benefit of the toveya, therefore, either kat or both kat are chay of korban shvuas eidos if they lie about their knowledge. So that's the Mishnah. The Gemara challenges it. This is what we read last time. This is the last line on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Gaka Kafra Shnia. The Gemara says, Bishlam Shnia Tiskayiv, the Kafra La Rishona. The second Kat, it makes a lot of sense that they would be Chayiv because they're all that's left. The first Kat already took itself out of contention by lying, and the second Kat is all that stands between winning and losing this case, basically. So everything devolves upon them, and as a result, they should be chayv korban shvuas eidos. El rishona, amai. But the first kat, right, since there is a second kat, as it were, waiting in the wings, so the question is, why are they chayv hakayim shnia? After all, prerequisite for Korban Shvuas Eidos, right, is Hefsin Mamon, and there's not automatic Hefsin Mamon by virtue of their silence when there's another Kat that could solve the problem.
There's a presumption, I guess that's the Gemara's answer.
Yeah.
There's a presumption that the second Kat is going to be effective.
That the second Kat
is going to be effective.
Yeah, that's the assumption. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Om Ravina, Hocheb Mayaskina, and Kagon Chois Ashnia, Bishas, Kfiras, Arishona, Krovin bin Shoseyem, un Shoseyem, Gosisos. Mao de Semer of Gosin Lemisa, Kamash Malon, and you can have the Girsa or not have the Girsa, Hashtamiya lo Shachiv. So basically, what this means is the Gemara is asking a question. The fact that either one could have saved the day should not be what determines. What should determine is that we have, the last opportunity to save the day, that they're the only one, they exclusively can save the day. That's the question of the Gemara. And the answer of the Gemara is, you're right, in Ochanami. And the case of the Mishnah, which seems like a case where you just have two candidates, two Kitei Edim, is not really that at all. It's a case where you each at each moment you had only one Kat of Edim. right? In the beginning, or the earlier part of the process, you had a kat of edim, and the second kat were krovim, they were psulim, in other words. And then, after all that became neutralized, right, because they were krovim through their wives, and the wives died, right, so then the second kat became the only, you know, possibility. So each one was an only possibility in its time, and that's the reason why each one will be chayav a karban shua seidus. So that's the Gemara. Now, obviously, as we, I think, noted then, you know, the assumption that we're talking about, you know, a kat, Misha says, two kiteidim, the assumption that, you know, what we have to say is that one of the kiteidim at the time was disqualified, but in such a way that, you know, that, you know, time, you know, could change that equation, is on the surface seems like bidochak, right? It seems like a very creative, you know, explanation, but, you know, one which appears to be contrived. It's not contrived at all, you know, if you're really committed to the underlying assumption, which is that, you know, being a sufficient you know, way to salvage his money is not enough to make you chayav a korban shua. Being the exclusive way to save his money is the prerequisite. So the logical or the legal, let's say, assumption is what makes the hechatimsi here, instead of being contrived, persuasive, frankly. Because it's the only way you can explain. I mean, obviously, most psule edus are not temporary. But krovim bin shoseim is one. And it gets even more complicated. We didn't discuss the details of this yet. But the Bali Tosas point out that for a totally different reason, the situation had to have been that at the time of the re'iyah, in other words, originally, they were not, both kite edim were qualified. In other words, it was what we call tchilaso bekashrus. So let's say they weren't yet married, right? And then at the time when the tviya took place, right, to the first kat, they were married, but the neshoseim were gosisos. And then by the time you get to the second kat, right, they're already not related to each other either. So if this is an added layer of hechatimsi, what's that? I'm saying you have an added layer of what otherwise would be a massive contrivance, you know. But again, if the law is that korban shvuah seidus can only be justified in a case where there is exclusive, you know, hefsed mamon, because you're the only option, and if there's a rule, we'll discuss this as well, that you need tchilasa v'sofa b'kashrus, that the only edim that can ever, you know, qualify for testimony are edim who, you know, were kosher b'shas r'iya as well as b'shas haggadah. So then this, you know, really, you know, rare, this is not ma'isim shebechol yom, right? This rare case, it can be the only case. So it ends up being, as I say, a remote probability, you know, which or a remote possibility, which becomes not just a probability, but becomes basically a certainty. Okay, so that's the Gemara.
Why do both
ways have to be so the Rishonim point out that might be an exaggeration. Some of the Rishonim discuss that. Okay. Anyways, the bigger question is the assumption itself, the first assumption. Namely, the first assumption that being the exclusive, you know, means of changing, you know, the outcome is a prerequisite for korban shvuah seidus. What I said before about, you know, the contrivance and the, you know, and the certainty and all of that, I think it's important to point out in general, as I have many, many times, about, you know, a function of pshat being something which is contingent upon, you know, the real options based on all of the evidence that you have in front of you. And then whatever what looks like a contrivance is sometimes, you know, something convincing. I think it's important to say that per se. I think it's important to say that in this particular case, additionally, because the only reason this contrivance becomes a compelling explanation for what's happening here is if you completely are sold on the first assumption, namely that it's insufficient that the Kata Vedim be able to solve the problem. It's necessary that they be the exclusive solution to the problem. Right? If you were to challenge that, then again, you don't need any of this. And certainly objectively, you know, when you encounter a Mishnah that speaks about two Kitei Edim and says nothing about them even being psulim, never mind, you know, this idea that, you know, they were ksherim and they were psulim because they were krovim bin shoseim, but they were gosasos, so you were just, you know, counting, you know, the time until they're going to be ksheros again. You don't need any of this, right, if you challenge that assumption. Now, on a purely logical level, you know, it's not so difficult to challenge that assumption. Because we know that, of course, there is a choshen mishpat aspect to Shavuos Ha'edus. We've been talking about that all year long. Right? But the potency, if you will, of that choshen mishpat aspect is something which again and again, you know, we have demonstrated is debated. Right? There are some who think that the main point in Shavuos Ha'edus is the Hefsed Mamon. And if that were true, then the assumption that you need to be the single or exclusive solution is certainly reinforced. But if you were to take the view that fundamentally the problem with Shavuos Ha'edus is a Shavua problem, it's a Sheker problem, just that there are all sorts of Shekers, and this is a specialized one. There's a Sheker of Bitui, there's a Sheker of Shav, there's a Sheker of Shavuos Ha'edus, there's a Sheker of Shavuos HaPikadon. The Choshen Mishpat part is part of the adjective, part of the description of the type of Sheker that it is. But it is not, you know, something more fundamental. It's not the Mechayiv of Shavuos Ha'edus. It's the Hechatimtzi, it's the case, it's the type of Shavuos Sheker of Shavuos Ha'edus. So then you might say that, you know, you don't have to be the only thing standing between winning and losing the case. There's still a Choshen Mishpat component, just maybe not one sufficient to be Mechayiv you, because it's too Grumma-esque. There are too many factors here. But is there the fact that if you came forward you would win the case, that certainly maybe Choshen Mishpat adequate for what we need. So this Shakla Vitaria and everything that goes along with it, the contrivance and everything that we've been discussing, ends up being a kind of interesting potential, you know, window, again, into the big question of Shavuos Ha'edus. So that is reinforced even further, right, when the Rishonim all point out that there's another Gemara in the next parak, right, involving Shavuos HaPikadon, where the Gemara itself seems to say that being a sufficient solution as opposed to the exclusive solution is enough. The Gemara seems to say that by Shavuos HaPikadon, and therefore it becomes a lot less you know, outrageous, you know, to even contemplate in Shavuos Ha'edus. So then the question is, why the discrepancy? Why the discrepancy becomes an interesting Shavuos Ha'edus, Shavuos HaPikadon issue? And or something that, again, illuminates this question for each and for both. Everybody with me? Good. That was Hagdama. So now we understand what Tosas is bothered by. So if you look at the top Tosas, Tosas a kaima shnia amravina. Top Tosas on the page. Tosas vim tomar. Ma umai parich obreishvus apikadon. Why is the Gemara troubled about the fact that if there are indeed two kitedim, you know, we shouldn't be mechayiv the first one, because even though it can solve the problem, right, if it refuses to, not all is lost, because there's another solution. It's not the exclusive solution, right? After all, right, in the beginning of Perek Shavuos HaPikadon, Parach Achi L'Rabba, the Amar Kofer B'Mamon Sheish Aleveidim, Patur. So again, the next Perek deals with Shavuos HaPikadon. That's not Shavuos Ha'edus. That's not a question whether Edim who know testimony have to come forward. It's a question of Reuven saying to Shimon, listen, Shimon, you're stealing my object. I gave you a pikadon to watch, right? And you refused to return it to me. Okay? So Shimon takes a shvua, so pikadon takes a shvua, and says, I gave it back, I never took it, it got destroyed in a manner which I'm a potter for, right? So he makes some sort of a shvua pikadon, and it turns out that he's lying, and he really has it in his desk drawer all along. Okay? That's called shvua pikadon. So the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara discusses the question, what about somebody who takes a shvua pikadon, but yesh aleha edim? But so there are also edim, he lies, b'shvua, but there are also edim who will testify that he took this object, and that he's keeping and suppressing this object. So what will happen in that case? Ichai for korban shvuas edus, when there are edim anyways that can solve this case. Now that is a parallel to what we're talking about here. Just here we're talking about the edim, right? So here we're talking about two kite edim. Kat number one, kat number two. We're saying kat number one, they could make this whole problem go away, right? But if they don't, there's still another solution. And that's exactly what happens in Shvuas HaPikadon, in parallel, right? This guy who's being accused as a thief should and could and should be moda and to give back the object. He should say, yes, I have your object, and I'll get it for you, or something happened. He should tell the truth, right? That would be the solution. He's lying. He's denying that solution, but he's not the only solution in town, right? There's another solution. There are edim. That's called kofer in the context of shvuas pikadon. Kofer b'mamon sheyesh aleha edim or yesh aleha shtar, right? So Rabba said that kofer b'mamon sheish aleha edim is potter. Okay? And the Gemara asks, mimasis and dahacha. They say, how can it be potter? How come in the case of shuas edus, when you have two or three kita edim, even the kata rishona is kayev, you see that a solution, even if it's not an exclusive solution, is also b'chayev. Lying about denying a solution, even if it's not the only one, creates a chiyuv. So why wouldn't the same thing be true when this baldavar, right, lies, even though there's a backup way to collect? He's not, he's denying a solution, but he's not denying all solutions, right? Oh, the Gemara says, El Rishona Amaya Kaima Shnia Alma, A Kofer Mal Bilva Sheesh Ale Edim Chayev. The Gemara there says, you see from our Mishnah about Treki Te Edim, that Kofer B'mamon Sheesh Ale Edim is Chayev. Meaning, denying a solution, even if it isn't the exclusive solution, is chayev. The Gemara says, "V'Rabba itosav hasam." Rabba, who says otherwise, who says kofer b'babon sheishal of edim is patur, it's his position is rejected because it's viewed to be in conflict with our Mishnah. So why is it? Right? Vim kein asi shapir v'chayavim. Right? So why is it that here the Gemara has this whole explanation, and there we just say a kofer b'mamon sheish shal avedim is chayav?
The guy who's kofer doesn't know that there's edim, obviously, right?
What?
Kofer b'mamon, he doesn't know that there are edim.
Oh, maybe he does. But we do. Let's assume that we do. Whatever, doesn't want to admit it. Maybe he thinks that they'll be tripped up, they won't come. Maybe he thinks they'll die before. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. But the point is that either way, we know that they're able. So this is what Tosa says: Veishlomar the afagav the kofer b'milva sheishal of edim v'lisnayu kamon, right? Svirulon dechayev. This is a little bit an answer to your question, right? The lo karaba lekamon. Mikomokom, Echidkaim Edim Kaman, Sfir Lela Shas, the Khoshiv Kviras Dvarim Bialma. Meaning, Tosus here has a technical explanation. Tosus says there's a difference between if the Edim are present, the second solution is readily available. Not that they don't know about each other. Let's assume in all cases everybody knows about everything. Right? However, the question is, are they there? Are they readily accessible? Waiting in the wings? Or not? The Tosa says that that's a difference between the cases. Kofar b'mamon she'eshal of edim is going to be chayiv b'delesa kamon, when the edim are not present. We know they're edim, right? Because when he gave over the pikadon, there were edim, right? And maybe even know that they're alive, whatever, but they're not l'kamon. You don't know what's going to happen. But if you have treki to edim and they're both kamon, right? That is a problem. You shouldn't be chayiv for that. The kata rishona should not be chayiv. That's why the Gemara needs to say that we're talking about a situation where there's only one kat, and that the second kat is gosin, is krovin b'nishoseim, b'nishoseim gosin. That's Tosis's answer. The Ramban doesn't say exactly what Tosis says, but along the lines of Balei Tosis. Again, Tosis's answer is that there's technically no difference whatsoever, right, between Shuas Abikaran and Shuas Edus. The difference in the cases is simply whether solution number two is kamon or eino kamon. It's a purely practical difference. The Ramban suggests that there's a practical difference, but it's not in the hechatimtzi. It's in the relationship between the two solutions in each case. Ramban points out, as we'll read in a second, that in our Gemara, the two solutions are equal. Right? It's two different kite edim. Kat edim number one, kat edim number two. Objectively, right, there is no benefit to one kat over the other. And therefore, the Ramban's going to argue that's a situation where there's no basis for chiyuv. If you have another kat, so then the lie of kat harishona, right, is considered kviras dvarim b'yalma. That's not considered sufficiently choshim mishpat consequential. However, in the case of kofar b'pikadon b'yeshal of edim, even if they're kamon, right, qualitatively, there's a huge difference between if I you know, corner you and I say you owe me $100, right? And you lie about it, you know, but there's Edim, you know, what are you going to say? Oh, it doesn't matter that he lied about it. It's Kfiras Varm Bialma because our Edim, right? There should be no Din Torah at all. It's always better objectively, qualitatively, if the Edim admit that they owe the money. You don't have a court case, you don't have to worry about Hakasha or Hazama or Edom being alive or dead, even if everybody's alive and healthy. Right? Ain't a Dome winning a court case and not having a court case because there's nothing to go to court about. Right? So that's what the Ramban says. Look at the Ramban here. Ramban says as follows. That's the first piece on the sheets. Line number 3. Hodak Shin and Elibishona Maya Kaimash be a Kashalon. The rabbi damar kofar b'mam sheishal of edim patur, itosa, exactly Tosa's question in shorthand. Meaning rabbi who said kofar b'mam sheishal of edim is patur, which seems to be the equivalent of what our Gemara is saying here, itosa, the Gemara rejected it. They asked a question and they said it's not a libid hilchasa. Why is that not a libid hilchasa? But our Gemara is a libid hilchasa. Yeshu mefarshim akai mashnia kamam bevezin. First he quotes Balei Tosas, who say the difference is whether the second solution, right, is present or just exists, but you have to find it, you have to track it down. The linira, says the Ramban, the shiny edus mipikado, that there's a difference between edus and mipikado, but not a fundamental difference in the mechaivim, but a difference in the relationship between solution number one and solution number two, right? The gab pikadon, Kivin davidi demaisi kfiras mamon hu vodod de baldin adifale. He says because sometimes they can die eventually, right? It's always better to have the hodov of the baldin. De lalitzruch dina vadaina. He says like three different things in a few words, right? Number one, the edim can die, or it can turn out that they're, you know, you thought they were ksherim, but they're psulim. Moreover, hodas baldin is better, because hodas baldin, lo yitzrich dina v'dina v'dina. Right, there are no court costs, you're not wasting the court's time, you can never know what's going to happen in a courtroom, right? I assume? No? Not sure. Okay. From a litigator point of view. Okay, good. Aval Edim v'Edim, right? Maishna inuminan. But if you have Edim v'Edim, what's the difference? You know, you have cop number one, cop number two. Right, and we're not going to start looking into the track records of Reuven and Shimon. And he means objectively. The idea that you can prove a case in court as opposed to the guy admitting and there is no case, that's a qualitative difference. The idea of, oh, you'll use cop number one, you use cop number two, that's an easy substitution. And then he goes on to talk about how you just read the Gemara itself. That's Rambam. But what's true about, you can see it's almost an escalation. Right? The Bali Tosa asked the Kasha. They gave a technical answer, no difference between anything qualitative. Just the Metzius is there. In one case, Isa Kaman, Leisa Kaman. The Ramban is already saying something important, right? And that is that when you have identical solutions qualitatively, right? So then you need an exclusive solution. When you have a disparity in the quality of the solutions, right, then bypassing the preferred solution, right, for the b'di'evad solution constitutes kfiras mamon, or the equivalent. It's not, or at least it's not kfiras dvarim b'yam. Now you get the Rajba and the Tosas Harash, who go a third step, a very significant step beyond, and that is that there's a fundamental difference between the Choshen Mishpat role of Shuas HaPikadon and the Choshen Mishpat role of Shuas HaEdus. And this is something which I've suggested all along is the Rambam's view, even though Reb Chaim apparently thought the opposite. And it's certainly been the Rajba's view throughout, and this is one of the Rajba's that we've seen a bunch that say it. Right, the Rajba of Avakama, the Rajba about Davar Goren Lamamo, which he makes reference to. And here you'll see he'll say it again very clearly. So this is on number 9. Same question. Ikal Medak, Ashmaitin. My Kamaksha b'masnisin, shtei kitos, Rishona Maichayiv, Rakai Mashnia, Ravina, Leifle Lechutze Hachi. Hakam Ravina in the fifth parak didn't give this answer. The Gemara later on seems to say that even though there's another solution, and therefore you should dismiss, right, the lie here is kfiras dvarim biyama, not monetarily consequential because there's still an option. The harabah marhasam, a kofar b'mishesh alvedim is patur. The Osve Ale, they ask against him, Mehach Masnisan to Hayushti Kite Eidim, from our Sugya, Bishal Mashnia, Tiskayev, the Kafr Shona, Lubshona, my Kaimashnia, Parkin Ali Bidaraba, Kidravina, Dharma Kishay Kobisho Same and Shosem Gosos, Mashma de la Rabba Kasha, Lidayu de Tsarchinam Lipruke, Duravina, Halaman de Lesle, de Rabba, the Kofra Mam and Shesha, Ledim Kayev, Afilishtem, Ruyas, Lahoyed, Bishah, It sounds in the Shakla Vitaria that whole, what Argamar says here about this contrived case, about them being related through their wives, and the wives are both deathly ill, right? That's only for Rabbah. We don't paskin like Rabbah. We paskin a kofru b'mun sheishal of Edim is chayiv, and therefore for Rabbah you don't need this whole thing. So why in Shuas Edus Sugya you need it? And Shuas HaPikadon, La Halacha, we don't need it. Straight to the exact same question that all the Rishonim ask. But here, the Rabba Hoy Tosav Asam, Velokai Melon Kibase. And by the way, says the Rajba, La Halacha, we don't paskin like Rabba. So it's a real stira. It's a stira in, it should be a stira in Psak Halacha. Vim Kain, Hai Maksha, Mai Koshale, Acha. what's the Gemara coming up with this contrived case? They're contorting themselves to explain the Mishnah. No one would read the Mishnah this way, you know, if not for all of this. That's clear. Mishnah just says, Shtei Kitei Eidim, you know, each one is Chai. It doesn't say anything about, you know, them being brothers-in-law, and doesn't say anything about anybody being ill, right? So, well, what's the point? V'ravina, lamali, l'ukba, b'hachi. Right? It's a few words of the Ramban, but it's, you know, the Ramban doesn't need more than a few words. Like, well, what do we need all this grief or fantasy for, right? Again, if you need it, then it becomes pshat. But if you don't, then it's, you know, it's more than pilpul, right? So the Ramban, so the Rajba says, v'halesa, listen to this. Danan bekfiras edim beinan bevadai kfiras mamon. Zelochiva Torah elabizman shebekfiraso mafsira tovea mamon. Says the Ramban, this is the point. See, till now, both Tosas and the Ramban, even the escalation of the Ramban, agreed that both Shvuos HaBikadon and Shvuos HaEdus require kfiras mamon. Both of them will not be chayiv if all there is kfiras dvarim bialm. The only question is, what is the hagdara, what's the definition of kfiras mamon, and what's the definition of kfiras dvarim bialma? So isa kamon, leisa kamon, that's a practical difference, or like-minded solutions, qualitatively better and worse, or inferior solutions, right? Could be koveya, kfiras dvarim bialma versus kfiras mamon. Says the Rajba, you don't need any of that. It's a straight difference in the mechayvim of Shvuos HaBikadon and Shvuos HaEdus. Shvuos HaEdus, the mechayv is kfiras mamon. And in Shvuos HaBikadon, you need a choshe mishpat element, but really, the mechayv is the Shvuos Sheker, and therefore kfiras dvarim is fine. That's what he says. Listen to this. De lochiva Torah ela, referring to Shvuos HaEdus, ela bizman shebikfiraso mafsid hatovea mamon. If the Edim silence costs the Toveya money. And then he adds, Vafila Begorim Lamamon Potter Ali Bidraban of the Kaimalon Kibasai. Even Gorim Lamamon, which typically might be enough, even in Choshe Mishpat, isn't enough in Shvuos HaEdus. This is exactly what the Rajba himself argued, the way he read the Gemara, different than the way everybody else read the Gemara, on Lamed. Right, base Samad Aleph. He talked about Masachik Bekuvia, and then he talked about Davar Gorim Lamamon, the Psak of Davar Gorim Lamamon, thinking it's the universal one, and so on. Avakover Bepikadon, Be'ez Sheyesh Edim, Bepikadon Chayiv, even though there are Edim, and therefore it looks like Kfiras Dvarim Bialma, in Shvuos HaBikadon you're still Chayiv. Mishum Dechsiv, right, and we're going to make this kind of Chiluk on such a fundamental level. You might, the psukim become very important. V'kichesh b'amiso. V'amrina v'kichesh afilu kol shehu. Meaning, as long as there's a monetary element, namely you could solve the monetary problem, you don't have to be the source of the monetary loss. It's v'kichesh kol shehu. V'chiyak she'alei d'rabba, me'am asisim d'shneikit ha'edim, kol shehu k'enak shinalei. Okay. Basically, as you can see, the Rajba, this is the Rajba Lashitasa. And the Tosarash here, like the Rajba, but it's just a little more succinctly, says the same thing. Look at number 24. Hakaima Shnia Amaravina, the Kashid, the Kaman, Parakshus Apikadon, Lo Itstrich, Lo Ukme Binishosem Gosos, El Larabba. Number kofur mil sheishal edim potter vaitosev v'chayv afilu bekfiras dvarim bialma. How come there kfiras dvarim bialma is enough? Because we paskin kofur b'mamon sheishal edim is chayiv, and here it's not enough. Says the Rosh, the ikel efluge, we can distinguish bein heched dekayim edim kaman ben heched elsayu kaman. That's Tosus's answer, right? There's a difference between whether the solution is readily accessible or you have to go out and reel it in. Okay. But the Nira Lee says the Rush, I have a better answer. The Lodami, They're not comparable, meaning conceptually, fundamentally. Not a difference in Hechetimtzi, and not a difference even in structural Hechetimtzi, like the Ramban. It's a difference in these seemingly very similar, right, categories of Shvua. There's very, very big difference between them. The Bishvua's Eidus Lachiba Torah, Elahecha, that Tovea Nifsad Al Yadam. Shvua's Eidus is only Chayiv when their silence causes a loss. It's interesting, different rayas that they bring. Remember the rayas were brought from Dover Agar Lamamon? That's Lashitasa, the way he reads that. The Rush says, how come it's only Noe Gela Beruim Lahayid? If it really was a Shvua Sheker Be'inyan Eidus, Ukfira Bebezdin, Yuka Kivan de Kaima Shnia, Nibsa Shena Mafsid Bemeshalo Idu, because there's another way to save the day. Avos Shvua Sapikadon Eino Tolui Behefsid Mamon, says the Tosar Rosh, doesn't depend on the loss. Ela Bishvil Shenish Bala Sheker, Yuka Chafila Bekfira Zvarim Chayev. So again, it's interesting. We talked about, you know, whether Lo Sijbu Bishmila Shaker, you know, applies to Shvua Sapikadon, to Shvuas Eidus, right? Whether it's subsumed already under Lo Sishakru Ish Bamiso. Earlier in the year, we talked about some of the, you know, issues in the Rishonim, the Smag and the Rambam and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos and Sefer Mitzvah Psadjigot. Which lav and apply to which? What about the need of Shem Hashem and Shvuas Eidus and Shvuas Sapikadon? You know, what about the backup? If you, you know, how easy is it to lapse from one of these two into Shvuas Bitui if for technical reasons you're not chayav one of these two? I mean, Shvuas Eidus or Shvuas Apikado. Does it automatically become like a backup Shvuas Bitui? There are different views as how easy that is relatively in Shvuas Eidus and Shvuas Apikado. Again, even, this is something I believe I mentioned last year also, even the Rambam's order, never mind the way the Rambam deals with the question of Amein and the Piatzmo and Piacherim, all of these dinim, I think, as well as the lapsing into Shvuas Bitui, prove that the Rambam holds this way, that Shvuas HaPikadon is more about the Sheker, Shvuas Eidus is more about the Choshem Mishpat. But even the organization, the order, as I think I mentioned last time, the Rambam flipped the order of these dinim. In the Mishnayos, it's, you know, Shvuas Bitui and Shav, then it's Shvuas Eidus, and then it's Shvuas HaPikadon. And in the Rambam's presentation, in Hilchos Shvuos, it's Shvuas Bitui and Shav, and then it's Shvuas HaPikadon, and then it's Shvuas Eidus. Right? Perek Zayin and Ches are Shvuas HaPikadon, Perek Tes and Perek Yud are Shvuas Eidus. So again, the Kesef Mishnah or the Radvaz are both mention it, and they have their theories about it, but I think that this just fits like a glove. So many other things that the Rambam, you know, says about both of these, that Shvuas HaPikadon follows this Bitui Shav Pikadon Eidus. That's the order of, you're moving away from classical Haflon Bitui more and more into the Choshem Mishpat part, which, you know, which you get in its strongest expression in Shvuas Eidus. So I think that these are very, very important. So another example of this that I'm not sure if I mentioned last time either, but again, we have it inside, is to be found in, I think, in the silence of the Rajba in the following case. So you have here on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Mishnah says, Majbi ani aleichem, im lo tavo v'to'idu, shani kohen, shani levi, she'eni ben grusha, she'eni ben chlutza, she'ish ploni kohen, she'ish ploni levi, she'eno ben grusha, she'eno ben chlutza. Basically, a whole bunch of cases in the Mishnah, you know, which determine, again, conditions for Shvuas Eidus, right? There has to be Tvias Mamon, it has to be Mipia Toveya. What are the requirements is that you need Mipia Toveya? The Toveya has to be the one who is, demanding that the Edim come forward, okay? So the Gemara says this, Tama diish ploni kohen, diish ploni levi, amani leploni biad ploni chayavin. It sounds like, oh, the problem with ish ploni kohen and ish ploni levi is that it's not dini mamonis. I confront the Edom, I say, you know that he's a Kohen, or you know that he's a Levi, right? What does that have to do with Chosh HaMishpat? Right? But it sounds like the fact that I'm a third party who is demanding that they come to court and testify, that part is like, you know, is irrelevant. If it had been Chosh HaMishpat, like if it would be not to come testify ish ploni koin ish ploni lei, but hamani leploni biyad ploni, do you know that that Reuven Levi says to Yehuda and Yisachar, you know that Reuven owes money to Shimon? That would be okay, right? Haktani seifa ad sheyishma bipiat toveya. You have to hear from the toveya himself. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel b'bal b'harsha. Talking about a case where, even though he's not the Bal Davar, he's been authorized with Harsha. Harsha is a special power. I will get to it, we'll discuss it more fully. But Harsha is a special status, according to most Rishonim. Bal Amar aside, let's say, it's not a typical Shlichus, at minimum. It may be Hakna or something in between. Whatever it is, the Mursha, the Harsha, made him the equivalent of a Toveya in this din Torah. So the Gemara says, V'amr Nardai, lo kasvina nurkasa metaltali. But didn't the Hardai say that you can't urkasa as a harsha? You can't write a harsha on metaltalin, on mobilia? So the Gemara says, no. That's an inaccurate quote. Nardai never said that. Right? Hanimili hechid kafre, avalo kafre kasvinan. It's only a metaltal in the kafre. Because if this is a challenge, he says, oh, you know, Reuven authorizes Shimon to collect, you know, or to his debt, or to demand payment, you know, or to demand Edom to come and to help him in the case. Okay? And Levi, who's the nitva, or the nidon here, says the whole thing is a fantasy. That's called metaltal in the kafre. So metaltal in the kafre, this view in the Gemara, whether it's lahalach or not, we'll leave for when we get to it. That's the sugya of a kama, dafayin. But it also already talks about it here with lahalach, we pass this way or not. But the point is that metaltal in the kafre, the Gemara says, the problem. You don't write a harsha in metaltal in the kafre. And the Gemara explains in Bava Kama, according to our girsa, because it's Mexica Shikra. Because it looks like, you know, how can the court, you know, prepare a document, you know, authorizing A to collect on behalf of B, you know, from C when C says the whole thing is a sham? First prove it's real, and then you'll talk about collection. Mexica Shikra. Good. Oh. So this idea, when the Gemara has it, of Mexica Shikra, of Ein Kosvin Urkasa, a Metaltal, and the Kafri, when does the kfira take place here? Does it have to take place before the harsha is going to be written and precludes the harsha from being written? In other words, this din that you don't write a harsha if it's disputed means in advance. What happens if you write a harsha, right? So far there's no dispute, and then there breaks out a dispute. What happens then? So Tosis here says, "Heichad lo kafre kasvinan." We're only going to read the first few words. The Irish achar shakasav lo harsha kafar lo. Right? Heichad lo kafre is a case where the harsha was written when there was no formal, you know, disagreement, and then afterwards there was a disagreement. However, the rif in a tshuva says that the din that ein kosvin urkasa metaltli the kafre applies even if the kfira, even if the dispute breaks out after the harsha was already was already written. So the Ramban says, I don't understand the riff at all, because we're talking about a case of korban shvuas edus here. There are two hechetimtzis, really, that the Gemara really speaks about the requirement of a harsha. One is the Gemara Bava Kama, where the Gemara says that if you don't have a harsha, then the nidon, the nitva, whatever it is, can say, even if he's not disputing anything, he can say, la baldvarim didiyan. I don't want to deal with you. I only want to deal with the Malva or the Mafkid, right? Or whoever he happens to. I'll deal with him. I'm not going to deal with his lackey. I don't recognize him. Labal Dram Didiya. So for that, you require Harsha. And the Gemara here, which says that in Shua Sa'idus, to be the guy who, right, confronts and demands the participation of the Edim, that has to be in Pia Toveya. And to qualify for Mipia Toveya, you need a Harsha. Okay, good. So the question is, in the case of Bava Kama, it's no big deal. I mean, can you have a case of Harsha without a dispute? Yeah. The guy admits that he owes money, but he says, I don't want to give it to you, I want to give it to him. Right? And for insurance reasons, even if there's no insurance problem, I only want to deal with Malba Dram Didiya. But here, says the Ramban, if there's no dispute, then it's Kfiras Varim B'Alma. There has to be a Din Torah, and you have to be the final, you have to be the sole solution, the exclusive solution. That's the requirement of Shuas Eidos. How do you ever get a case of Harsha and Shuas Eidos? Bishlam of the Balei Tosis, who say it's a question of timing. If you write the Harsha before the guy denies anything, so arm him with Harsha, let him be Toveya, and then the guy will say, yeah, I don't know anything. Right? Or the Baldavar already will, or whatever. But the but you know, according to the Rif, that the Kfira undercuts the Harsha even after it's written, right, where it's always going to be, it's never going to happen in the case of Shua Sedis. So look at the Ramban. He gives two answers to this question. Everybody have it? Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, line number 31. Aval kan yesh ledakdek olav shu kasa b'tshuvosa. This is referring to the Rif. Says, I have a problem with the Rif. He wrote in his tshuva, lo tema kafre velo kafre ala ksiva hu chozer, avali kafre lachar ksiva mafkinan bahi urfasa. Don't think that, right, when the Gemara says that kafre, you know, torpedoes a harsha, that's only before. But otherwise, once it's written, you can collect with it, even if there's a dispute. It's not true. Even once it's written, if there's a denial, it's rendered impotent, basically. It doesn't, invalid, it doesn't work anymore. How are you going to get a chi of edim for Shuas Eidos from a Mursha? Im b'shachayiv moda, if the Nidon admits that he owes money, so you don't need the Eidos Lamali. It's Kfiras Varim B'Alma. When they say, oh, we don't know anything, who cares? There's no Choshen Mishpat consequence. I b'she'en chayiv moda, right? If the guy disputes, he says, I don't owe money, ha'if t'leilai yorchasa, mishas kfira, why do the Edom have to respond at all? They're not hearing the Pia Toveya because the Harsha has been rendered invalid. Right? It's a very good question. It really is. Not going to say this is Moda b'miktsas, it's Kofar b'miktsas. The Bahanami, because of a Rav Zalbo Sechuva, the Botle Harsha v'ein Lashbio Amasha Kofar. That doesn't work either. The Rifa addresses that contingency. He'll say, oh, the Harsha is batel. The Eishlomar, he gives two answers. The im hishbia ala edim kodim shitvenu lebaldino, the kafru, right? The achakach tavu. The Hoda Chayavim. The Adkan Lomasabkam and Perakapikadon. Ella, one second. The Momom Shiesh Alavedin. The Kvirs Dvarim Hu. The Kaimihani. Avod Majbia Edim, Kozman Shalah Hoda, Hala Chayavim, the Avidinish the Kafar. So it's interesting, the Ramban himself brings in the Gemara that we were just talking about in Shvuah Pikado, namely Kofer B'Mamon Sheish Alav Edim, right? So he says like this: Kofer B'Mamon Sheish Alav Edim, that might be Potter, that might be Kfir Asvarim B'Yam, at least according to Rabba. Dokai Mihani. But the case here is a case where, when you ask the Edim to come testify, you're like marshaling and mobilizing resources. You don't know yet that the Baldabar is disputing. So what happens was, you go to the Edim, right? You confront them, you ask them to come testify, right? They lie about it. Then,
you're the Morsha.
The Morsha confronts the Edim. The Edim lie, right? Then it becomes clear that the Nidon is denying, right? So now the Kfiras Edim Lamafreya is costing him the case. Right? That's not Kfir's Dvarim B'Alma, says the Rabban. And therefore, that will be a case where there'll be a Chiyuv Shvuas Eidus Al Yedei Mursha acting Mipiat Toveya, as Mipiat Toveya. Clear?
Why would you go to the Eidim for confronting the Nitva?
Right? I mean, he says, because Ovid Inish, that's why he adds the words, the Ovid Inish the Kafar. You want to get your back up, I guess, you know, before you confront him. So then he has another answer. Odnirli, the Chiyamina Lokasin Arkso, Metalta the Kafri, Hanimil de Leike Edim. Ablika Edim, Vera, Afal Pi, Shalla Kofer, Inami Lora, Avala Toin, Lahadam, Koshke Bimoman, Sheshal of Star. Klal umafsid hilchach mechayv yedim kein nearly the fidas rab das rabbeinu agadol kein near das rabbeinu Moshe b'shem agonim and so on. Well, what is he saying? Second answer is like this: why is it that when there's mechzi kashikra that you don't write a harsha? Why? And according to the Rif, even if the, you know, the mechzi kashikra takes place after you already drew up the document. Why is that? Because it undermines the credibility of the document, or of the process that produces the document. Right? If it's disputed, right? So, and that's the conditions, you know, to authorize somebody in an expansive way, right? Require that, you know, that we be very confident, right, that there is a basis, you know, for the effectiveness of this document. That's the assumption, says the Ramban. But it's not going to apply. I mean, this limitation that you don't draw up a harsha when there's a dispute about the obligation, that's not going to apply when you can prove the obligation. If you have a shtar, a contract about the obligation, or Edim in your pocket, you know, even if they're not look come on, but you have Edim who you know you can bring forward, or we know that, you know, that you can bring, that's not Mechzik Hashikra. Okay? That's the Ramban. So if you look at the Rajba, in the next piece, yeah, it's the same, he's recording the Ramban. Umi Odish Ladad is number 13. Line 13.
Right?
doesn't matter when the dispute takes place, it's going to render this document invalid. V'lo dayninim b'ka'ikar, and we can't use it anymore. V'lo delafilu kafar v'miktsas, v'hodah v'miktsas, say nishbayim, right? Al masha kafar, filu masha hodayna nosinlo, shiachalar machash kafarti ban, spat lahar shav, la'al b'ldorim didiya. He's quoting from the Ramban, right? He admits it. V'im kein hechem ishkachas, pitri lahach shmaita. But if that's the case, this is the Ramban's question against the Rib. How do you explain our Gemara? How do you solve our Gemara? Didon, Shmuasa Didon, our Gemara. But Lama Yischaibu Edom Elo Bikvirasa. Why are the Edom who deny knowledge? Why are they liable? The Hechadami. What would the case be? He b'shachayv moda. If the Baldin himself says I'm guilty, so there's no Din Torah. Edus Lamali. What do we care about the Edom? They deny it, they don't deny, who cares? There's no Din Torah. Right? Right? And if there's a shtar or a contract, there also. Mimanashach, he's saying, either there's no Din Torah, or there is a Din Torah, but, you know, we have the means to win it anyway. Either way, it's Kfir Svar and Bialma. Varam Ban Tire, it's Laham, Divir Rav, Dechir, Minilokasim, Nuch Samatal, Tid Kafri, Hanim Libid Lake Edim, Avalik Edim, Vira, Afabishallah, Kofer, Inam, Ilora, Avala, Toin Ladam, Koshke, Mom, Sheshal of Star, Kim Chal, Pi Edim, Mitzchai, Bosamamon, Kasfina, Nurkasadulo, Mitzik, Shikra. What happened here? The Rashi was basically quoting the Ramban faithfully. The question and the second answer. But he skipped the first answer. Why did he skip the first answer? The answer is, I think, that this is, subsequently I saw that the in Rav Hirschler's Ramban edition, he also makes this comment. The Rashba and the Ramban are l'shitasam, right? The Ramban didn't think that there was a fundamental difference between Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos HaPikadon. The Ramban doesn't have this idea about Davar Gorn the Mamon. The Ramban doesn't have this whole idea about Mipi Acherim, right? In general, the Ramban is much more, we'll call it moderate, about what it is that the Choshem Mishpat piece of Shavuos Eidus accomplishes. Therefore, the Ramban can countenance the first answer to this question, which is, we're talking about a situation where, at the time when the Mursha challenges the Edim, we're not even sure that there's a need for a Din Torah. Right? It's not Kfiras Dvarim Bialma, because likely there will be a Din Torah, but we're not 100% sure of it yet. We didn't bother checking with him, therefore there's no kfira at this point, and therefore the harsha is good, and therefore they have the authority, right, to be tovea the edim. Then it turns out that there is a din Torah, and l'mafreya were mechayev the edim for the choshem mishpat piece. But the Rashba skipped this answer. By the way, the Rashba and the Ramban discuss this, you know, issue of Harsha in general and the Rif, especially the Rashba in a tshuva, in his Perush on Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. The language of the Rashba in Bava Kama, Shavuos, and in the tshuva, and to some extent also in Bava Basra, Kuf Chav Zayin, is almost identical. And he also has a very radical view of Harsha connected to it, which we'll get to when we get to Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, which I hope will be soon, next week or two. Rashba has a very consistent, very famous view. So does the Ramban have a consistent and distinctive view. But the Rashba's view is even more controversial in the matter of Harsha. In all the places, he only quotes the second answer of the Ramban. He never quotes the first answer. And I think it's because he couldn't countenance that answer. right? For the Rajba who thinks that it's not just, it's not sufficient that Shua says, it does not be Kfiras Dvarim Bialma. But what you need is much more than that. You need the mechayiv of Hefsid Mamon in Shavuos Eidos, right? The notion that there would be a Tviya Sa'edim which would make you chayiv before you know 100% that there's going to be a Din Torah is just, it's not worth discussing. Right? There's nothing to talk about. That certainly wouldn't be Kfiras Mamon sufficient. Okay? Good. Yeah?
When one points a Morsha, is it for a specific transaction, or can it be for a broad thing? I point the Rav's Morsha for all transactions.
Let me say this.
If that were true, then the union of Sheker or...
Well, that's kind of what they were suggesting about, you know, Kofar b'miktsas and Moda b'miktsas, which they reject for the Rif. That's kind of what they're saying. They're saying, let's say, oh, there's a part that's undisputed and a part that's disputed. Right? That's really what they're getting at. But, so that's number one. They're dealing with that. I also think that it's a good question, and it depends a little bit on the nature of what Harsha really is in the end. You know, to what extent it is a kind of Hakna, or kind of shlichos. If it's a shlichos, you can ask your question. If it's a kind of hakna of any sort, it is much more specific to the transaction. Even if it's a kind of shlichos, it might be an independent shlichos, is one of the things that we'll discuss, which probably make it also very specific. So I think that technically, it's possible to appoint a harsha, a mursha, and to assign him broad powers, but conceptually, it's like a power attorney, but the way you would, so it may look like it's a more general, like, oh, you're my, you know, representative, but I think according to these ways of looking at it, most of the ways of looking at it, that might be a technicality that really masks, you know, each individual, you're giving him a stake in this and that and in the next one, but instead of like, you know, demanding necessarily that it be done in a narrow way each time, maybe there's a more, you know, general, you know, a way with greater and wider scope to do it. But that's kind of what's really happening, I think, is very specific transaction, you know, focused. Okay, so let's now move on to the second point, which is this other line in Tosas. Tosas says, Hochi Garsinan. Second. Where am I? Oh, get back to Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Yeah, Krovim Bin Shosein. Yeah, the second one. So Tosas says, Krovim Bin Shosein, Kigon Shabshas Re'ias Ha'edus Hoyi Rechokim. Right? The beinan tchilas of a sofa bekashrus. Kedamin imperikesh nochud. So the this is what I mentioned before, that you know the case, which is that again the Mishnah says we're talking about two kitei edim. End of story. Ravina came up with this idea based on the problem, the logical problem, that we're dealing with a situation not where you have two kosher kitei edim at the same time, but that successively they're kosher kitei edim, right? But at one point, when the kat rishona is kshera, the kat shnia is psula, they're krovim bin shoseim. However, in for this to be like even a chiddush, right, it has to be that they're krovim bin shoseim, but you're anticipating that that's going to end soon, right? Meaning, un shoseim, or at least one of them, right, is shneim gosesos, or one of them is a gosesos, right? So now Tosas says, by the way, you know, that was kid stuff. I don't really say that was kid stuff, but you know, that part's the easy part. Or meaning, you should know that in this, seesaw, I guess, you know, between being, you know, a kat kshera and a kat psula, at the time of the Re'iyah, they were Kshera, meaning this is before they got married to the sisters. At the time you know, of the tviya, of the kachnia, they're ksherim again, right? Because the sisters, or one of them at least, had died, right? And it's only, and it's in between that they're married, but the neshoseim are gosesos. So that's an added, again, if you're an actuarial, you know, engineer, or, you know, if you do these things, right? So, you know, what are the odds of that? You know, that the case of the Mishnah is a case where these are the circumstances, and that all this changed back and forth, it seesawed from, you know, from Re'iya to Tviya Rishona to Tviya Shniya. Okay, pre, during the marriage, with all that illness going on, and after. Okay, what's the point of it? How do we know it? I mean, why would anybody say it? Because of the law is the law, so it's got to be that way, right? So the law here is the requirement of Tchilas of Sofa Bekashrus. You need that the Eidim, Biksherim, B'shas Ria, and B'shas Hagad, or so it seems. And how do we know this? That's a Gemara in Baal Basra. Gemara in Yeshochlin says about Suma, especially about Krovim, right? A bunch of cases that they had to be, right? Ru'uyim le'edus b'shas ri'iya tchilaso and b'shas agada sofa. And then we don't care if in between they were excluded. Okay? But, so obviously if that's what we're talking about here, so that's what Tosa says. Kegon she'b'shas ri'iya se'edus ayu rechokim debinin tchilaso v'sofa b'kachas k'nabinin perkeshtoch. But then Tosa adds, bahu d'cheskes abatim. Maybe it isn't so simple that every psul or requires tchilasa v'sofa b'kashrus, because there's a Gemara in Baal Basra that says that b'nei ha'ir shenignav sefer Torah shalahen ain donim b'dayane osa ha'ir. In other words, if everybody is a partner in the sefer Torah of the city and somebody steals it, right, so the dayanim cannot come from that partnership, right, because they're psulim. So the Gemara says the parich v'lesalku betrei minayu v'ledaini. The Gemara says, oh, we have a solution. Let them extricate themselves from their ownership level in the Sefer Torah. Let them renounce their portion or their share in the partnership, right? And then they can become dayanim.
Why betrei? Why not three? Well, betrei means two.
Okay. The Salka Beit. Oh, I see. It should have been Beit Klosov. It's a Diana? Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not Shmuel. Shnaim Shadana Dineim. Okay. Afagav in Tchilosim B'Sofa B'Kashras. So the Gemara says, Ein L'damos. Well, I mean, again, according to Tosas, this isn't going to be a problem, as we'll see in a moment. But, right, for Tosa Nida, this will be a problem. Your question, okay? Ein l'damos psul d'machlas shenogim beidus on the psul d'kurva l'shar psul. Tosis assumes that this comment about v'lisalkut trei minayu v'ledaini doesn't mean dayanim, or doesn't only mean dayanim. It means dayanim and edim. Okay, the Tosis says that you see from here that even though they are not chilasan b'kashrus, because they were partners in the Sefer Torah when it was stolen at Shasriya, right? So you don't always need Tchilas of Asaf of Bekashrus. That's Tosa's question. Tosa assumes that that Gemara, whatever works in that Gemara, works not only for Dayanim, but works for Edom as well, right? And Tosa says, you see from here that there's a difference between a psul machmas shenogim be'edus and a psul kurva or shar psulim. What does that mean? Tosa doesn't exactly say. Tosa and Baba Basra sounds a little more like what they're saying is that a psul nogea bedavar is a kind of a chash sheker, or it's a psul machmas mamo. They don't say it explicitly. And that's different than a psul korva. That's Tosa's. Tosa's anida. If you look at Tosas Anida, the Mishnah says Anida, look at number 27. Talmud Bavli Masechet Anida Mem Tes Amud Beis. Everybody have that? Now, he's in Kola Roy Ladun Dine Nefashos, Roy Ladun Dine Mamanis. Yesha Roy Ladun Dine Mamanis, Vena Roy Ladun Dine Nefashos. Okay, fine. Mishnah there talks about. I got the wrong Mishnah. The Mishnah says Kola Roy Lahaid is. Ladun is Roy Lahaid. Kol Shein Roy. Lahaid Ain Roy Ladun. Okay. The Balitosis here asks the following question. Look at number, beginning with 30, but look at Lim Tomar. This is line 34, the end of line 34. Lim Tomar, Parakaskus Abatim, the Parakles Salka Betre Minayavalidainu, or the Parakesh Nochen Shevesi, Posol Tchilasa Bepsul. Right, same question Tosas in Balbasra and Tosas here in Shavuos, which is why we're doing it. One second. So now move to what is it, page 3? Yeah. The Sof of Akashas. V'chitei meladun kosher tzvei atzan kala kosher ladun kosher lahay. That's why I say I got the wrong Mishnah. The Mishnah says that whoever is kosher Ladun is kosher, meaning the standards to be a Dayan are understandably higher, right? The threshold to be a Dayan is higher than to be an Aid. Okay? So how could it be that Ladun doesn't require Tchilas of a Kashrus? Right? As opposed to L'Hai. Yeshomad Masisa Mayri Bilahaba, Kala Koshala Dun Lahaba, Koshala Haid, Mashiyira Mikano Lahaba. Okay. Tulsa says that in Okanami, Tchilas of Sofa Bakashrus is not included in this hierarchy, this din of the standards of Dayan and Eid. What's clear from this Tosas is that Tosas read the Gemara Vilisalku, maybe right, it should say Beitlasa, Minayu Viladaini, literally. I mean, Tosas, the only suggestion that the Gemara made was how can you find Dayanim? But as for Edim, they will not work, even though the problem of Shutvus is something like a problem of Nogeh B'davar. So what emerges is that there are so far two shitos. Our Tosas in Shavuos, especially when you link it up with Tosas in Bava Basra, says that the din of Tchilas of Sofa B'Kashrus in Eidus doesn't apply to Psul Nogeah. It only applies to things like Korba and Suma and so on. There's a difference between Nogeah and everything else. Tosas in Nida, right, thinks that the din of Tchilas of Sofa B'Kashrus will apply even to Psul Nogeah, Be'edus. It just won't apply to Dayanus. Now, is that because Tosas in Nida thinks that even though, is that because Tosas in Nida thinks that there's no difference between, no fundamental difference between Psul Nogeah and Psul Karov? Or is it because Tosas in Nida thinks that even if there are other differences, important differences, between Psul Nogeah and Psul Karov, across the board, all Psul Eidos have a din of Tchilas of Sofa B'Kashrus, no matter what? So it could be that the principle of Tosas in Bava Basra and Shavuos, which is that there are differences in types of Psul Eidos, in terms of why they're possible or how they're possible, say Psul Gavra versus Psul Shasheker, maybe Tosas in Nida agrees with that too. Right? They just think that Tchilas of Sofa B'Kashrus applies to all Eidos no matter what. Or do they think that Psul Nogeah B'Eidos is basically like a Psul Karov? Maybe even further, that it is a Psul Karov. It's a Psul of Karov Liatzva. So this is the line that we do find, I'm not sure if that's what Tosas means, in the Ad Ramah. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, in Bavasra, and Afnem Gimel Amin Aleph, in that Sukkah, yeah? Says the following. The Shamina Nami, this is on line 15. What? This is on page, same page, three. The Shamina Nami, the Shutfin Lamati Lasude Ladadi. Partners cannot testify on each other's behalf. Right? Ela Bamidi de Mistalik Mine Vikonomiado, unless they extricate themselves, the Kavala Akrayas. And even then, says the Rama, right, siluk, mean extricating yourself from your financial involvement, is not going to always work. It's only going to work if initially you were kosher b'shas ri'iya, and now you're kosher b'shas sagada, and in between you are a nogev davar, you are shuddah. Kegon de zavnu travayu lahum midam meinish biyama benafek ma'arale dahum midam de didehu the lezel hay shudda filisayed ale the shudfa the hay midam the hay mocher hava tavle no gebe dusa lehech de bestalik minei havle tchilos of asofa bekashrus to mi kar b'shas yedia ki es yada hay sedusa lezel lahay sedusa skus begava klal da kate b'shus mocher kai v'ashtanami b'shas agada kim de stalik minei lav no gebe dusa. He's just describing that this is circumstance where originally these people were not partners. They became partners in the middle, and therefore they would have been in the Gius, and they got neutralized or extricated from it before the time of the Haggadah. Now I'm in line 22. Nishtakat the b'shas idia, the pasulus haba, afal gav the sofa b'kashrus pasul kidem mivara b'perkei shnochlin gav ipsul krovin, meaning the din of tchas of sofa b'kashrus applies even to nogea b'davar, not like tosis in Bava Basra and in Shavuos, but like tosis in Nida. But we weren't sure whether in tosis in Nida the reason is because despite differences, important differences, Tchilas of a sofa b'kashrus applies across the board to all edus, or whether it's because maybe there's really no difference fundamentally between nogeya and a karov. Maybe nogeya really is a karov liatzma. The Rama actually uses this language. He adds, "Upsul nogeya be'eduso." See, it's boldened a little bit. Nami kipsul krovim dami. The kaimelan adam. Karov Eitzel Atzbo. The Kolshgein, the Hossam Stama, Kamrinan, Anshadei Tras of Sofa Bekashros, Mash Medachendina Bekulaan, Fide Pasala Edos. So actually, the second line, the Kolshgein, is, and even if it were not the case, it sounds like it's a universal rule in all of Edos, no matter how distinctive. But the first line was, he's a Kar of Liatzmo. This idea of being a Kar of Liatzmo is also repeated by Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not 100% clear, but it sounds like he means it in the Alios to Rabbeinu Yonah. And it's well known in the Achronim and in the Poskim. They all quote it as the Shita of the Ir Shushan. The Ir Shushan is the Levush. But the truth is, it has strong roots already in the Rishonim, in the Rama, and in Rabbeinu Yonah. On the other hand, the Tosis Rid in Bava Basra seems to say very, very clearly that Nogeya B'davar is a Chashas Sheker, and that there really is no Psul Gavra, but it's a Chashash, and he's not telling the truth. If you look at the end on page, what is it, 6, line 26 or 27. So the Tosfid wants to say the following. There is some dispute about the facts here, but the way the Tosis Rid sees it, the Gemara seems to apply the concept of palginan dibure, I'll explain what that means in a second, to psule kurva, but he thinks they do not apply it to the psul of nogea bedavar. Meaning, what is palginan dibure? Palginan dibure means where you selectively apply edus, right, to one part of the case or to one party in the case, as the case may be, as it may be, and not to another. Right, we say palginan dibure. It's an expression that the Gemara uses in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud and in Yevamos, right? Palginan dibure, like Ploni Rava es Osi or es Ishti. So we say that he's neman on Ploni, and he's not neman about himself or Ishto, because palginan dibure. Ein adam korav etzel atzmo ve'ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. So we disregard what he says about himself or his wife, but we believe in what he said about the other guy, because they're related to the other guy. That's called palginan dibure. So the Tosfos Rid thinks that the Gemara thinks that we can say palginan dibure about adam korav etzel atzmo, about kurva, we can apply selectively. And as we can selective out, we don't believe you about the karov, but we believe you about the rachok. But if there's a nogea bedavar and a non-nogea, right, aspect to your testimony, we're not going to say, well, we believe the non-nogea part, but we don't believe the nogea part. That's what these words mean. We'll stop right after we finish with this. Afagav del gabe karov palgi sadusa, even though when it comes to a karov, the psul of karov, we split the testimony, as we apply selectively the testimony to the rachok, and we just don't apply it to the karov. V'amrinan avagav l'gabe karov lo ma'amninan l'gabe rachok ma'amin. Right? L'gabe didei. Dehu nogea be'edus u'mechavan la'anoso ki hechel didei lo ma'amninan le l'chavri nomi lo ma'amninan l'komai demasid v'hana'oso mechavein. Something Lishna Yakra Nogea Elkisha Miskavin Lanaso Avalabur Krovo Zerusamelachi Shalona Minenu Vaanu Maminoso Ala Rachok Aval Ki Shemaid Al Atmo Vial Acher Kemoshal Atmo in a Nemon Gabal Acher in a Nemon Shakoma Shaamar Bibnesha Miskavin Lanaso Venu Maminoso Avala Rachok. So basically what he says is as follows. A psul kurva, says the Tosfos Rid, is a gzeres hamelech. That's the language that the Gemara uses. The Gemara says, the famous, to mention it many, many times, the Gemara says in Balbasra and Kuf Nud Vav, Gemara says, Moshe v'Aaron, Shnei Achimim, but we don't believe them. Gzeres hamelech. So the Tosfos Rid says, listen, we don't accept testimony about a karov, not because we don't believe it, right, but because it's that's the halacha, right? But therefore, you can believe him if he says testimony about a karav and a rachok. Then we don't believe what he don't believe the story. We believe the story. We just can't apply the consequences of the edus to the karav part because that's the gzeres hamelech. Lo yumso avos abanim, right? You can't get felled. You can't be under your fate cannot be decided by your karav. Okay, maybe it's a different kind of halacha, whatever, or it's a low plug, whatever it is. But we really believe you. And therefore we say Pagin and Dibure. But when it comes to Nogea Bedavar, says the Tosfos Rid, that's not Xeris HaKasu, it's not Xeris HaMel, it's not a formal din. It's very simple. You have an interest in the case, and therefore your credibility is tarnished. So we just don't believe what you're saying. So what are you going to say? We don't believe the part that applies to your financial interest, but the other part we believe. The whole point is it's a seamless... That's in the application, but the story is tarnished because we don't believe you. If we don't believe it, we don't believe it happened. Right? It's not the inability to apply the edus in a way, that it is effective, legabe the psul. It's more that we're not convinced that this happened. So he says there's no panginan for that reason. So Tosfos is clear that the problem of Nogea is a problem of Nemanos. The other Rishonim, some other Rishonim, are clear that the problem is a formal din. There's something a kurva and there's something karav liatzmo. The middle shita is the shita of the Rimigash, which I'm going to try to show is also the shita of the Rambam, and that is that a nogeh b'davar is what the Rimigash thinks, that a nogeh b'davar is a bal davar, meaning he's a party in the case, and therefore it's not a psuledus, it's what he calls a hafkoh avedus. It's just not edus, meaning everybody has to play their role in the legal system. So, you know, there are bali dinim, and there are edim, and there are dayanim. And, you know, never the, you know, not the twain in this case, the trice, I guess, you know, shall meet. They're different. So instead of saying bali davar are pasul edus, the way to say it is bali davar are mufka me edus. They're just not edim. Okay. So we'll see the Rimigash and the Rambam and a little bit more, not too much, I don't want to get too much involved in this, next time, and then we'll move on to Knas, the Gemara and Lama Gimel, and then we'll try to get to Harsha as well.